Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 406, brought to you by Barry Kantz and Lorraine Romero. And Barry is located in beautiful West Michigan near the shores of Lake Michigan, and Lorraine is in California, located in the wine country of Northern California, Sonoma County to be exact, and this is another beautiful place, and how lucky we are. Speaking of lucky, this month, Gail and I spent a week in Mackinac City, Michigan, and that was over the Labor Day weekend where we did the traditional Labor Day walk across the Mackinac Bridge. Now, if your clients or you have not been to Northern Michigan to see the Mackinac Bridge, or if you haven't visited Mackinac Island, you really are missing out. The Mackinac Bridge is the longest suspension bridge between two anchorages in the Western Hemisphere. And Mackinac Island is kind of an idyllic place that will take you back in time. There are no motorized vehicles allowed on Mackinac Island except for an ambulance and a fire truck. And you can hear the horses clopping around, and it's just quite the atmosphere with all the shops and neat homes, and just quite an interesting place. And you'll see the Grand Hotel up on the bluff. And the Grand Hotel is an amazing place, and that's kind of the icing on the cake here that's going to take you back in time. Now, I could go on for hours about visiting Michigan, and maybe someday I will, but this show is about Alaska, and it's about one of the best tour operators in the state of Alaska. Now, this tour operator, we've had her on the show. Actually, there's a couple of hers that are partners in the business, and we've had them on the show in the past, but we haven't had them on the show in the recent past, so our intention was to bring them back to talk about how to create a special Alaska vacation for your clients and to talk a little bit about what's new with their tour business. And this is a company that works with travel agents. They love to work with travel agents. And so now, when I say a special vacation for your clients, I really mean a special vacation and not just a run-of-the-mill Alaska vacation. So you want to listen to the show and take this all in, because if you want your clients to be ecstatic about what you do for them, then listen on. Now, when we recorded the interview, we just kept on going until the interview was almost an hour long. So what we decided to do was to break the interview into two parts, and this makes it easier for you. So if you're on your morning commute, which is about a half hour typically, or in the gym doing exercising, you don't have to stop and hope you get back to the rest of the show at some point in the future. We're going to do that for you and break this into two parts, about a half hour each. Now, this is part one, and part two is going to come to you at the end of October. And that's going to be for our October show. So let's not keep you waiting any longer, and let's get right into the interview. Well, hey, everybody. We are back to Alaska, and I'm going to let Lorraine fill you in a little bit about what's coming up here. But it's always exciting to be in the interview portion of the show because we have some great guests that come and join us on a monthly basis. So, and we're happy to have you here as part of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So welcome aboard. And I know you're going to find this one entertaining. What do you think, Lorraine?
I think so. Absolutely. Our guest that's on today has been in the past, and we were just doing the math and went, wow, it's been almost 3 years. Yeah. So their business has really improved from being awesome to even more awesome. They work much more with travel agents, which is the reason that I continue to work with them. For anybody who listens to our show, they are going to be familiar with Salmon Berry Tours. This is a company of local Alaskan women. It's a local business. It's a women-owned business, and their staff are all local. One of the main reasons that I continue to book with them, and our guest Mandy and I will talk about that in a minute, and it's been like 6 or 7, if not more, years, is that as a travel professional, when you are sending people to Alaska, sometimes it's easy to just go, oh, just do an inside passage. That's the easiest way. It's not complicated. Or if they want to book an excursion, book it with the cruise, and let's just do the land person. Yeah, just attach to some cruise line, make it easy. That may not necessarily be your client's dream vacation. That might be an easy job for a travel agent, but it may not be what the client wants. And over my years of booking Alaska vacations, because I do live in California, and the top two destinations for West Coast clients are going to be Alaska or Hawaii. With Alaska, what I tend to do now, in fact, I did this three times, three different families summer, is either send them just to Anchorage, if you have a family with lots of young children, and you want to keep them kind of close-knit, not a lot of traveling, but you want to send them on a southbound trip, send them to Anchorage, Metamedia area. For families that are adults, my recommendation is, again, just like I did with sending a family with small children, hook them with Salmon Berry Tours. And this is our guest today, one of the co-owners. Her name is Mandy Garcia. So I was just kind of trying to give a little bit of an introduction of how you can make your client's vacation a little different. I also had the opportunity just 2-3 weeks ago, Mandy, that Gail and I went up there and spent some time with you guys. So if you don't mind, as I'm turning my introduction over to you, talk a little bit about where you're from, how you got to Alaska, because it's quite a skip from where you were born, and how you got involved doing what you do now. And then later, I'd love to talk about what we did in the main towns that we did, since they were different from what we normally do.
Yeah, so definitely. Well, thanks for having me, for sure. And I'm originally from Wisconsin, and I went to university there, Gold Blue Gold, UW-Eau Claire. And after college, I got in my dad's rickety old pickup truck, and I drove to Alaska, and I wanted adventure. Like many people that come up to Alaska, when folks visit our state, they're going to find lots of people that have come here and fell in love, and they're going to, you know, stay here, work here, live here, love it here. And so I am just one of those fine imports of Alaska. And the glaciers really drew me to Alaska, the glaciers and the mountains. And so once I got here, it was no going back. I still love the cheese and the Green Bay Packers in Wisconsin, but I definitely have this love, this deep passion for Alaska. And so when I met Candace through a friend, we instantly ideas were going, and this creative energy, and she founded Salmon Berry Tours, and just about 5 years ago I became a partner. So Salmon Berry is about 13 years old now. We're on our 13th summer season, so we just closed our 13th summer season, and we are a year-round tour company. We've always been a year-round tour company, which is so important to me, because Alaska, you know, one of our fun sayings is Alaska's always in season. And, you know, figuring out what the traveler wants, and their reason for traveling, their intention to travel, is sometimes different, varied upon the seasons. And if we start the conversation like that, we can always find something, depending on when they have to travel, we can always find something that will satisfy their reason to come to Alaska.
So
that's a little bit about Salmon Berry. What do you think, Lorena?
I think that is a little bit. I can't believe that it's been 13 years, but you know.
I know.
Can you talk to us a little bit about your staff. As I mentioned, both you and Candace are Alaskans now. You've been there long enough that you probably call yourself Alaskan. And that is a woman-owned business, and you support the local economy. Can you talk about that a little bit and about your staff?
Yeah, definitely. We have a team of about 20 year-round Alaskans, which is really quite something for a travel company in Alaska. And we do hire local. So it's really important for us to find people that are local, because I feel passionate that when guests come to Alaska, they want this authentic experience. They want to know where the locals have lunch. They want to go where the locals go when their family's in town. They want this authentic experience. And that way they can say they really got to see Alaska and find the Alaska that they had in their head. And our team, we have two pieces of Salmon Berry. So there's Salmon Berry Tours, which is our day trip companies. We have office in Anchorage, and then a satellite office in Fairbanks in the winter for Aurora Tours. And how that goes is we've got a team of local Alaskan guides that are driver guides that show you Alaska, and they fill your day with history of Alaska, interesting like points of interest along the journey. And then they also share personal stories of living in Alaska, because a very common question is, oh my goodness, what is it like in the winter? Or if we're in the winter, wow, I can't believe it's so magical in the winter. I wonder what it's like in the summer. And having someone there along the way is really important. And how we design our tours is that they're all inclusive. So the tour guide really takes care of the guests along the way. And then we have our sales team, and these gals are, they're amazing. They have so much that they have to do on a daily basis. So because we have two sides of Salmon Berry, we have the day tour business. They're getting the day tours ready. They're doing all of that, but they're and helping people choose day trips. Or for travel agents, you know, say your client only chose a hotel in Anchorage, and they were going to wait until they got to Alaska to decide on a day trip. Well, that's where we can come in and provide them those directions. We can help you pick the right day trip for the clients while they're in Anchorage. And so the gals are doing that. We have frontline team that, because our office is right across the street from the Log Cabin Visitor Center in downtown Anchorage, they field a lot of phone calls and even just simple questions like, you know, where's a good place to get a rain jacket, right? So it's fall right now. So where's a good place to get a rain jacket? You know, simple questions like that. And so they also are the people that when you call with travel itineraries and a request, and they're asking you questions. How many days are the guests going to be in Alaska? What are their interests? What is the reason? What is the intention to travel? And then again, you know, how many people are traveling? How many rooms do we need to check availability for? So they're creating these itineraries based on those three basic questions, and then working to produce, you know, a nice curated itinerary that is special for that client. So we have some of those sample itineraries on the website under the curated travel package section of salmonberrytours.com. But that again is just simply a starting point for many of our travel agents that we work with.
So how do you have specific places that you would, after qualifying clients, whether they're 20s and 40s and they're active versus families who are multi-generational, you build your packages around that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So it's really important to know what type of traveler is coming to Alaska. And, you know, honestly, we are seeing more and more repeat travelers to Alaska. So it's super great if even the travel agents can tell us, have you worked with the client before for an Alaska trip? What have they done in Alaska? And we can either bring them back to those places. So there's two types of travelers when that happens. Bringing them back to those places and really digging deeper, staying longer, doing, you know, maybe something different, experiencing that area differently. Or the side, you know, the other side of that traveler is, I've been to Alaska before on a land and cruise, or I've been to Alaska before on a cruise, and now I want to see something off the beaten path, right? With a rental car or with a combination of guided Salmonberry products, the Alaska Railroad, you know, sightseeing planes, you know, planes, trains, automobiles. We can come up with something very creative even. So
I was mentioning earlier that I had three different sets of people who came to Alaska. They were all doing southbound cruises from either Whittier or Seward. And what Salmonberry Tours did was they helped me qualify what type of activities the family would like to do. Do you happen to remember the Rothstein party?
Yeah, definitely. The one had lived in Seward for a while. If I remember correctly, the one had lived in Seward for a while. So when someone has such an intimate relationship with a place like that, you have to build time for them to really, you know, kind of put the tour guide hat on and show their family around their, you know, the town that they lived in for a while, which I believe we did at the end of their stay before they got on the ship. Lorene arranged a rental car and she kind of got to plan her own day, which made her really, that was a big wish list. That was a big item on her wish list, making it a special trip for her. And then the mom really wanted that family time. So being able to do everything as a family and traveling multi-generational, there weren't too many little ones on that trip, which is, which when we know that there's kids in advance and multi-generational, because Candace and I are both moms now, we have a new outlook on Alaska travel, especially for family travel. And so, but with the Rothsteins, they were Mrs. Rothstein, and then we've got her kids. And so we were able to do a couple private trips in there for them, just their family. That way, you know, you can get your special family picture, and the tour guide is devoting all their attention to you and your family. And there's places in Alaska you just can't have a private tour guide, like Denali, for example. You can't, you know, you can't, as a Salmonberry Tours guide, we can't go into the park. There's only one concessioner that'll go into the park and of course the lodges that are back there. So it's important to provide some special structures around that day trip. So for example, yes, you're all going on this big bus tour and, you know, this is your chance to see the wildlife. This is your chance to see the mountain, which was on one of their wish lists. But more importantly, what do you want to do on the outside of that, right? So you just did this great bus tour. Now, how about we get a private guide to bring you to and from locations so they can really dive deeper and show you something special en route, maybe plan a picnic lunch. So I really like that part of the flexibility and working with you too, Lorene, as you trust me to make these decisions, that we have those key, you know, if you come to Alaska, you want to see wildlife, mountains, and glaciers. I mean, those are going to be the top three, you know, basic wish list items. And some people really narrow down into regions. I really want to visit this national park, or I really want to go fishing, right? So if you have those are all really good details to have too. And then just trusting that based on how many days they have, and what's on this wish list, that we can kind of weave a package together and create a seamless and also just a real nice value add for you as a travel agent. Because when they're here, we know the itinerary in and out, and we can field those phone calls. If they want a dinner suggestion that night, either we've already provided it for them or, you know, we're already thinking ahead. You know, that family was a family of nine. Like, if you want to all go to dinner together, we should make dinner reservations for you, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And the reward for me in you treating my clients as a VIP is the fact that they all got together and wrote really nice notes about how they felt that Salmon Berry Tours took care of them, that met their needs, were individual. Now, a travel agent who may not have had as much experience as I have may have just said, you know what? My clients are going on XYZ cruise. My life's going to be a lot easier if I just stick them on a pre-cruise with that particular cruise line. While with this particular set of clients, as in most of my clients, they would really rather not be on a 50-person group tour. They would really rather be on a small, more intimate tour with a company that's locally based. So, you know, that's one of the things that you guys really give the shout out to is you make them special for the individual versus looking them as herding goats.
Yeah, exactly. And the other really great part of it is, you know, we've got different levels of service. So you can have fully escorted. That means there's a guide with you at all times. If you have a family of 8 or 10, that's a really great option for them because, like, financially, it'll fit in a budget when you have that many people traveling together. It's actually, sometimes it'll save you money. Of course, sometimes it'll be more expensive than a traditional route. But even if it is more expensive, there's a reason why we want that private guide in there. Either they get to sleep in a little later because they took a, you know, they had a long night the night before. They get to sleep in a little bit later. Now lunch is included. Now a little, you know, a little naturalist led hike is included, and it's all group paced, right? So, and it's just their family. The second type of trip would be like a partially guided trip where there's a guide there and there's Salmonberry is there and present, but it's for the guests that feel like they want a little bit more independence. Then they don't really want to be on an escorted tour. And then the third type of traveler is a fully independent traveler. We help you create this, you know, beautiful itinerary based on their wish list, based on their wants. And maybe they rent a car or do a combination rental car with the train. So.
And it let me tell you, all three different sets of families that I set up this summer were completely different from one another. One was an older set with adult children. One was just a couple, but they were adventurous. And then the third one was a family, multi-generational. All of them were happy with their services. So
multi-generational was a lot of fun. That one was a ton of fun because we know the kids had a blast, and when the kids have fun and the parents still have that, you know, when you go with a tour guide, the tour guide's going to engage the kids, but they're also going to have a chance to engage the adults as well. And honestly, at the end of the day, you know, as a mom, I just want a good picture. I want a good picture of my family having fun. And, you know, we want to be fed and, you know, we take care of dietary restrictions, like, you know, because we know the restaurants that we're going to. So, yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned about the family picture. They did send me their family picture. I don't remember where the photo was taken off the top of my head, but this family, the grandfather is the one who paid for it, and he's very particular, which is awesome. He had the best time. They had a great family photo. And honestly, I'm meeting with him next week because he and his wife want to go to Hawaii next year. And then the year after, he wants to do another multi-generational trip to Hawaii. And he has trusted the, both of those vacations to me because of the wonderful trip they had with you. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad. I'm really glad. And then in terms of going outside the, like looking outside the box and that repeat traveler, you know, you mentioned before, we did come back from Homer just recently, and man, the seaside town of Homer is unlike any other town in Alaska. It's got a really great feel. It's you roll into town and all of a sudden you're relaxed. You know, when you organize an itinerary with Homer as a piece of it, you want to have 3 nights there, which automatically gives the guests some breathing room too. So allowing the guests to have, you know, an escorted trip or an independent trip with built-in vacation time is it sounds funny to have a vacation in your vacation, but it's totally true because there's so many great things to do. You could fly out bear viewing, you could go deep sea ocean fishing, you could visit the little shops on the spit, you could you could go on a nature day boat cruise to see the whales and the seabirds, and yet sometimes you need that, you know, 2-3 hours so you can find time to go and do what we do, which is walk on the beach, right? So find your beach stone.
Exactly. And Homer was a great town. As Mandy mentioned, we kind of did a bit of a side trip when we were up there. And Homer, just so people understand how large Alaska is, if you are looking at a map and you see Anchorage and then you see not too far down, you know, kind of a little southwest, that's kind of right, the right direction. And you're looking from there and you see a dot that says Homer, it's almost a 3-4 hour drive. So it's
at
really
least.
Not-
yeah, we usually do. Yeah, at least. Alaska's really large. So if you have a chance to go back and listen to one of our first podcasts, we talked about distances in Alaska. So swing back through that library, you know, Barry's library, to find that podcast, because traveling in Alaska, oh man, if you want to do Homer, try not to do another very long distance, you know, location. Maybe you've already come to Alaska and you're looking for something a little different, like your guests are that traveler, then bring them down and we'll do just a Kenai Peninsula trip, which would be, you know, glaciers, wildlife, mountains, bear viewing in June, July, August, even into September sometimes. And that's a really great way to have a very memorable vacation. Not too fast, you know, unless they have time. If they've got, oh man, if they got 2 weeks, Homer, carve out 3 nights for Homer, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. There's enough to do there. When we were there, we stayed on the spit, which is this little strip. I don't know what a spit is. It sounds like something disgusting, but it's not.
It's not. No. It's a jut of land between two bodies of water. So as they push the land, as the water comes up, so you've got a jut of water going into two different bodies of water. And they have little boardwalks set up and shops, and tour companies will set up shop there so you can do different excursions out of Homer. But
okay, now I have apologize for the sudden break here in the action, but this is a two-part show, and it's not delicate or not easy to break a show into two parts and find the proper place to do it, but here we are. I've done it. So I want to tell you, before we go any further, about Salmonberry's contact information, and you can find Salmonberry Tours on the web at www.salmonberrytours.com. And that's SalmonberryTours.com. Or you can find them on Instagram or Facebook just by searching the hashtag FindYourAlaska. You can also give them an email at reservations@salmonberry.com, or just give them an old-fashioned phone call at 907-278-3572, and I know they'd be happy to talk to you and help you plan a great vacation for your client. And I want to thank our guest, Mandy Garcia, one of the owners of Salmon Berry Tours. And as always, I want to thank Laureen for arranging for our guest here today on the show. Laureen does a great job at that, so I want to thank her. And not the least, I want to thank you, the audience, for being a part of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show and spending some time with us and learning a little bit about what we have to say here on the show, and hopefully we help you out with your travel business. Now, you can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. So once again, I want to thank you for coming along with us here on this show. And, you know, if you have any topics for the show, or if you have any ideas for guests that we might want to invite to the show, something that you'd like to hear about, please drop me a line at Barry@hometravelagent.net. So once again, thank you, and we will see you next month with a brand new show, but part two of our interview with Mandy Garcia from Salmon Berry Tours. So until then, safe travels, take care, everybody, and stay healthy. Bye-bye for now.